There's a new voice on the Canadian political scene. The recently launched Catholic magazine, Convivium, aims to have religious faith play a greater role in the nation's public discourse. The magazine's publisher is Peter Stockland, the former editor-in-chief of the Montreal Gazette newspaper and editorial page editor at the Calgary Herald. And I spoke with him here in studio before today's program. Mr. Stockland, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the name of the magazine, Convivium. It's Latin. Tell me a bit about what it means and why you chose that and so on.
Convivium literally means living together. And a connotation of it is a group of people getting together really for a feast or a celebration. And we want to convey that sense that that's the experience the magazine will provide of people coming together. The tagline of the magazine is faith in our common life, which supports the idea of looking at things, shared experience, either from a religious faith perspective or simply from the faith that there actually is a common life to share, and looking at it in a way that allows for rigorous, sometimes raucous debate, controversy, but at the end of it, we feel like we've had a good meal together, or at least shared a cup of coffee and politely agreed to disagree.
What about this idea of separation of church and state? I mean, for Americans, of course, in their constitution, it's described as a wall of separation between church and state, which, of course, is generally perceived to mean something a little bit more a separation of church and state. It's not necessarily the same thing in Canada.
No, it certainly isn't. And we've adopted that idea as we do so many things. I mean, most people think our court system works exactly the same as the American court system.
And that's too much American television.
Too much American television. In fact, from the beginning, Canada has operated much more on the basis of the cooperation of church and state rather than the separation, any kind of strict separation of church and state. But I see a lot of indications that, in fact, we're moving back to an era of religious pluralism. And there are a lot of things going on that really indicate this idea of separation of church and state is not only false, but just won't hold in our future.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Stockland. What role do you see religion playing in public life in Canada? What degree of influence, shall we say, does it have?
Well, certainly, if you look at the court decisions, it's worthwhile keeping in mind that the 1906 Lord's Day Act was only struck down in 1985. And subsequent to that—
Meaning, of course, that people can't do shopping and so on. There has to be a closed— stores and things are closed on Sunday, which is the Christian day of worship.
Yeah, but more than that, it's a famous case called Big M Drug Mart. It was a case that established the individuality of people within a religious context. And that's been upheld and actually improved or developed by the courts. The courts have said over and over again that religious faith, religious belief is not just a private matter. There is obviously a private dimension to it, but it also operates in the public sphere. And they've been categorical about that in cases like Chamberlain versus Surrey School Board, in the Anselm case right here in Montreal, where they upheld the right of Orthodox Jews to erect structures on a building where it was otherwise prohibited. So we see these things evolving. We see these things developing. And certainly the influx, the movement into Canada of people from all over the world who bring their religious beliefs with them and who are absolutely astounded at the idea that somehow they need to wear two heads and function in a religious sense on Thursday evenings and in a different public sense on Monday morning. It's just not tenable.
Well, of course, the Catholic Church has historically played an important role in we'll put it in the early development of Canada. But as we all know, there's been a lot of tarnishing of that reputation in recent years, abuse of various kind, pedophilia in many cases. Is there not a feeling that by trying to get a bit more influence in public life, there may be a backlash against Catholic involvement, shall we say?
Certainly there are an awful lot of people who are very angry at the church for the scandals that occurred, and justifiably so. I think many of them, a significant portion of them, are within the church itself. What happened, what was allowed to happen, was absolutely unconscionable. It's the reason Pope Benedict has apologized on 17 separate occasions for the sexual abuses that went on and that were allowed to go on without question. sin by some in the church hierarchy. I think he could apologize 17 times, 77 times, and it would never bring a feeling of justice. And yet we can't eliminate the good work that the church does because of the betrayal of some of her children, some of those that she considers most valuable, the priesthood. The church is still extremely active, it's interesting to go back to the social gospel of the church, to go back to the works that have been done for 120 years, right back to Rerum Novarum in 1891 and up to Benedict's most recent encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, Charity in Truth, where he talks about the need for economic justice. And that's very constant in the thinking of the church. So it doesn't mitigate the wrong that was done in any way, but it is something that can be active and vital for society.
Is there any thought, Mr. Stockland, of if the Catholic Church seeks to gain more influence over public policy or political decisions and so forth, that other religions in Canada might also seek the same kind of access or influence? We had a case where Sharia law was being discussed in Ontario, for example.
Right, and I think the key is balancing. You know, in his encyclical, God is Love, Pope Benedict makes a very, very clear and useful distinction about religious faith, the church, all dimensions of faith, trying to form the perfect, just society, which is the role of politics, and the development of charity, the development of love within a society that actually forms those whose job it is to put justice into practice. And so I think it's important to keep those two things in mind, whether we're dealing with Catholic or Christian church, Catholic or Christian theology, or whether we're dealing outside it. Is it a formation of charity that actually supports justice? That, to me, is the litmus test.
Well, as a final thought, Mr. Stockland, the magazine Convivium is published by this policy think tank, Cardus. Tell me a bit just about that.
Well, it's interesting. Cardus comes out of the Christian Reformed, or as it's sometimes called, Dutch Reformed tradition. It's a very Protestant organization in its inception. I was the executive director of the Center for Cultural Renewal, which has much more of a Catholic dimension to it. We brought the two organizations together about 2 years ago, in the belief that we actually can work together to make substantive and important policy initiatives in Canada. So the magazine is a dimension of that. And we hope to broaden, we intend to broaden the magazine beyond simply a magazine that people subscribe to a much wider project that helps people inform themselves about the nature of all religious life, that helps people have faith in our common life.
Well, Mr. Stockland, thanks very much for coming into our studios today.
Thank you so much. It was great.
And that was my conversation with Peter Stockland, the publisher of the new Catholic magazine Convivium, and we'll link to their website from our own page, which is rcinet.ca/thelink. And as mentioned, Peter Stockland joined us here in our Montreal studios.